I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And, you know, this is always the point where we really start talking about one of my favorite events of the year. It's just around the corner. The Shell Rotella Super Rigs 2016. I know where it's going to be. I know when it's going to be. And we've been talking about it for quite a while. In fact, we got a really good kickoff last year in telling you drivers where it's going to be, when it's going to be, and we have more information right now from Dave Waterman from Shell. Dave, welcome back to the program. How
are
you?
Thanks so much for having us back again.
You know, it is just terrific. Dave, let's talk about the Super Rigs phenomenon. It really is, if you think about the industry and shows, for truck beauty shows, it sets the standard. And you guys came up with an interesting idea last year. You said, you know what, let's start getting the word out early. And so you came on Red Eye. We actually announced it very, very early, but we have more information. Tell us, fill us in on the details for those who don't know already.
Yeah, absolutely. The part about, you know, hitting on something special and letting it out early.
Right.
Everything we do when it comes to Rotella and Super Rigs, it's about listening to our customers.
Sure.
And we've been hearing over the past few years that it was important that they know about Super Rigs early as possible, so that way they could plan their work schedule around it. So we listened,
right,
and we were able to announce right away at Super Rigs last year that we were going to be in Joplin, Missouri, June 9th through the 11th.
And you know, Joplin has been so great. We've been there before with Super Rigs. It was just right after their tornado. It is a great town. We've had such a really great response in that town. This year, we're going back to Joplin, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever before. Every year, you keep climbing. You guys at Shell keep raising the bar here, and this year is no exception. Fill us in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They actually sought us out. They had such a great response from the community the year after we were there, or the year after the tornado, that they said, look, come back anytime. We'd really welcome you guys. You took care of the community. We raised over $100,000 for the post-tornado fund that was going on.
Right.
So it made a big impact, and they wanted us to come back, and we were able to do it this year. We're going to be at the Joplin Convention Center, which is kind of a first since I've been involved with the program. So we'll have the external parking lot where all of the Super Rigs will park, but we'll also have a building that will have activities going on as well, from vendors to entertainment, as well as when it comes to award ceremony time. We'll have bleachers set up inside the building, away from that hot sun.
Yeah. Can we say anything yet about the website?
Yeah, it's going to be another week before that gets up and running, but the drivers will be able to go to rotella.com/superrigs, and all of the information about the event will be there. They can pre-register if they'd like. They can plan out their travels with the list of all of the local hotels and restaurants in the area. So, again, in about another week, they can go there and start interacting with the site and getting that information up there.
We want to remind drivers, this is about working trucks. This is about the operations that are out there on the road, and they still take the time to make those trucks look great. I go back to, I believe it was the Kansas City show, and there was a driver that pulled in, and his wife was with him, and it was a day cab, but the guy hauled gravel. I mean, the harshest of conditions. And he came in, and his wife came over, and she says, every night, he washes that truck every single night. And these are the guys and gals we're talking about. They go out there, they deliver the goods, but they also make that truck look great. And it's just outstanding to get to meet them.
That's their rolling business card is the way I look at it. They put all that effort into doing that truck up right just because it reflects their business mentality. They want everyone to know, we're going to take as good a care of your business, whatever that freight is that we're carrying, as we do our trucks. And it really comes across. You mentioned working trucks. So last year we had Vinny DiOrio, friend of the event.
Sure.
He had one of his drivers pull in, and he had an advanced auto part sign on the back. So he was truly between deliveries, and he still stopped in and competed for Super Rigs.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he won best of show. The truck is awesome.
Wow.
And it's actually in our booth here at Matt's.
Yeah. It's just great. It's terrific because we've actually seen them go out on like late Friday or Saturday, deliver a load and come back, or pick up a load and get ready to deliver it and come back for the award show. It's really amazing to see. And as a judge, you know, I just can't imagine a better event. For me, I get to meet those drivers. They allow us to, you know, into their lives on the road. And for them, they get to show off what they do and what they add to their truck. Sometimes if we see a repeat guy or gal come in, hey, we added this since last year. We added this since last year. We did this different. It's really great to see these trucks and a lot of the old friends, and we're looking forward to meeting some new friends in Joplin.
Oh, absolutely. And again, the guys that are, you know, frequent participants in the Super Rigs event, they might just do minor tweaks each year. We welcome them to come back because
sure.
It's turned into an event where it's more social. They get a chance to, you know, interact with their fellow drivers as well as the folks at Shell, and we enjoy them all.
Yeah.
This year, as you know, with Super Rigs in Joplin, we have some unique opportunities, and the one that I'm looking forward to the most is the truck parade.
Yeah.
We're going to leave the convention center, head downtown to the old brownstones, and the truckers will park in the street,
yeah.
And it turns into a street festival. It's just going to be great. And to top it off this year, we're going to have a concert for the local people as well as the drivers taking place downtown right up there on Main Street.
Yeah. Wow, it's great. And we've done that before, and it really is great to see the locals come out. It really becomes a festival immediately. The drivers are so great about opening their doors, turning on the lights and everything else, and it's just terrific.
They do the trucks, again, because it's an extension of their business, but it's also that they like showing off their toys and their creations. So it's real fun to see these guys and gals with the big smiles on their face showing off what they have created.
Yeah. Again, you can go to the website and make sure you keep up with that. That's going to be up soon. All the information is going to be there. Drivers will be able to register, as Dave said. And, of course, the dates are, again?
June 9th through the 11th. And please keep going to the site because we have some things that are in motion right now that we can't announce, but there's some things that we have planned that I think the trucking community will like.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Dave, always great talking to you about Super Rigs. Can't wait to be back in Joplin.
34th year, Eric.
Oh, my goodness. It's great. And drivers, again, go to the website, register ahead of time, and take care of that before you get there, and we want to see you there. Dave, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.